Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're on Team Human, Conscious Intervention in the Machine. Here's a special preview of our bonus content for this week, the third installment of my Marathon 1993 road trip with Genesis P. Orridge. The whole conversation is available to our supporters at any level. Just go to teamhuman.fm and click on support.
Most power, most systems of power, are based on the idea of inheriting. Right? Like, in Africa, the dynasty of the chief would be inherited, might be inherited by the bloodline, or it might be inherited by some other means of choosing, but it's inherited. Position of power and all that goes with it is inherited. In many Western societies, it's inherited, or it was for a long time inherited directly. In terms of pseudo-democracy, it's inherited by presidential campaigns, but what you really inherit is the infrastructure and the culture. So you inherit the civil servants and the police and the military and all that goes with it, and you inherit the obligations as well. Many of them secret. And in Britain, for example, which obviously I'm more familiar with, all the original pagan sites, like Stonehenge, all the major sites of the indigenous people's power points and power zones and places of worship, devotion, and or empowerment, are actually owned by a company called English Heritage, and English Heritage is actually a company which is owned by Freemasons. So the Masonic police have control over the indigenous people's places of power. They've substituted their own symbols and their own traditions on top of it. They've overlaid them, their needs and their dynasty over there. So they both suppress and usurp the older tradition. And in the same way with DNA, that's how we inherit the microculture, right? So everything is to do with inheriting, and I've often said in simplistic form that we should never accept any inherited attitude or any inherited system of values or any inherited behavior without absolutely questioning it, checking it, testing it, and analyzing it in any way we can. Nothing is implicitly useful to us that we inherit. We should have or aim towards a place where we can design our own hallucinations, to quote him. And I think that's really important. That's one of the big threads in everything that I've done, is to not accept without question anything inherited, whether it be in the social culture, whether it be within my own conditioning and DNA. Everything should be vulnerable to redesigning within each universe. So a fluidity of knowledge of the language of editing, the invisible languages, and a basic understanding of the ability of each individual to either investigate and interact with their DNA, or to investigate and interact with and affect the culture with memes, is essential . So I imagine what we're really saying is that the entire concept of heritage and inheritance is really where that which we might call the enemy resides. And the medium it uses to maintain its life is the culture or the DNA. Their life support systems for that heritage. They are not the thing itself. It parasitizes them, or it expresses itself through that matter. And that also means that time is involved in that equation somewhere too, because inheritance and heritage imply a linear vision of time, a handing down of packages of power, or packages of culture, or packages of knowledge, or even packages of species recognition through time, they say. In other words, as if they're penetrating through it rather than being absorbed within it.
Right.
Now, it's patently obvious that time is not linear. Nothing is linear. Not even light is linear now. So it's the imposition of a completely impractical and inappropriate and unworkable construct on the more feasible nature of things as they are, which is flux and chaos, which creates the initial problem. And the policing of the inept and inappropriate construct is what damages and cripples psychically, emotionally, and intellectually the majority of those of us at any given time who are coexisting in this biosphere with the perpetrators of the initially incorrect construct. And it was incorrect because it was an overscaled bastardization of a system that had already been corrupted, that was initially an organic reflection of a very small, mobile, nomadic, and vulnerable tribal unit. And that, I think, is why you see so much interest in tribal cultures and tribal systems and tribal decorations and paraphernalia in this particular time, because people often know where to look without understanding or comprehending initially why that's drawing them to that place, as people are drawn back to those ancient sites of power. What they're really trying to do is travel in a non-linear way around the boundaries of time into somewhere where they can travel and be more mobile. And if cyberspace does or doesn't exist as a metaphor or a parable, it's very appropriate. It gives people a very good picture of, or in a sense gives them an anti-picture of where to try and relocate their brain and their sense of themselves for the next age, the next eon.
And that's the power then of the cyberspace media virus.
I think it is. I think it's a metaphor for stepping outside linear time and outside individual physical manifestations or physical bodies, which are unwillingly trapped in a linear culture. Mm-hmm. An inappropriate and brutalized and redundant culture.
Right, and as long as we believe in this illusion of the structure of time, we're bound to a system which subjugates us to these hierarchical systems and all that.
And that's where the battle is, you see. The fight for control of the means of perception.
That's covert DNA.
Used to be the fight for the means of production, and now it's the fight for the means of perception.
Hmm.
Or the memes of perception. They who control the memes of perception
control reality itself.
Design each universe, I would say.
That was a little sneak preview. If you want to hear the whole thing, as well as all of our bonus episodes, come to teamhuman.fm and click on support, or go to patreon.com/teamhuman and become a subscriber to the show. You'll also get all sorts of benefits like access to our Discord channel and free books and just cool things. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.